So today we released the water quality indicator report for 2023 data, and it covers our rivers, lakes, estuaries and groundwaters across the country. So what we're seeing in Donegal is, if we look at the rivers, we've seen there's 139 rivers that we survey, and we've seen 19 declines and 25 improvements in the last few years. So this would be a net gain of 6. Now, while this is happening, where we're seeing improvements, we're also seeing declines, which is in many cases working against the improvements. And the biggest issues with regard to water quality is nutrient pollution from agriculture and wastewater. And without improvements in nutrient pollution, we won't see improvements in water quality. So across the country, what we're seeing is that any improvements that are occurring in our waters are being offset by declines elsewhere. And again, the main problems are nutrients, nitrogen and phosphorus entering our waterways, predominantly from agriculture and wastewater treatment plants. The nitrogen is a big problem in the east and southeast of the country, whereas the phosphorus is an issue in rivers and lakes, especially along the border counties where soils are a little bit poor, and over one-third of our rivers and over one-third of our lakes are suffering from phosphorus pollution. So there's a range of pressures from human activity impacting on water quality, and this ranges from everything from agriculture through to wastewater, but also includes forestry and other issues like septic tanks. But the main issue is excessive nutrients coming from agricultural runoff and our wastewater treatment plants. And without reductions in these nutrients, we're not going to see improvements in water quality.